That's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I believe you're looking at Highlands House this week.
I am, only very briefly, because obviously Highlands got a very long history. But in particular, one of the owners. The owner between 1858 and 1904 was a gentleman called Arthur Pryor. And Arthur Pryor was connected with the brewery of what was then known as Truman, Hanbury and Buxton. And very well known in the area, Arthur Pryor, as a great benefactor to Chelmsford and the surrounding area. And one of the ways in which he was a benefactor was to give money towards, or to actually finance himself, the building of churches. And Arthur Pryor was responsible for funding the erection of St. Michael and All Angels Church in Gullywood, the church on the racecourse, it's often known. And certainly this cost him over £6,000, which obviously in the latter part of the 19th century is a huge amount of money.
Absolutely.
Came the great day when the church was inaugurated, it was consecrated, and the first church service is planned. Arthur Pryor, of course, is guest of honour because he's given the money to build the church. It's said that Mr. Pryor only ever attended one church service there because he was so outraged by the sermon that was preached in the church at that first service that he vowed he would never set foot in the church again. And he kept his word. And the sermon, apparently, was on the subject of purgatory. And it was a bit too hellfire and damnation for Arthur Pryor. And so he decided that having sunk all this money into the building of the church, he would never darken its doors ever again.
Good heavens above. Well, money down the drain there then.
Absolutely. He meant well, but it didn't quite work out in the way he planned. What the clergyman said is not recorded.
Fair enough. That's a shame, actually. Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.